A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. How about yourself?
I feel great, Jim.
Yeah, what's going on with All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, our sponsor of the show? What's happening over there?
We are busy. It took a little bit longer this year to get busy, into the busy season, but I think it is here now, and we're really slammed. So.
Well, how about giving our audience a little something? You got a little special going on over there? Something special for the All Four Seasons Home Show audience?
I do. We will give you either $400 off a fiberglass front door, or I'll give you $200 off per small carriage house garage door. And $400 off if you get a double carriage house garage door.
You're just giving it away, Dan. How do you stay in business to making those kind of specials?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you what. It will improve that curb appeal, and you'll stop hearing that real noisy door, and you'll start saving some money on your energy bills.
Wow. Sounds like a good deal. All right. Well, listen, as you know, folks, those of you who listen to us every week, we have a different subject matter expert every week, a different topic. And this week is no exception. We've looked far and wide for an expert on this topic because it's very important. You don't want to deal with just anybody. And we're just proud to welcome this week to the All Four Seasons Home Show, Mr. Ron Coker of Artistic Pools. Ron, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Thank you very much.
He's going to be giving you tips, advice. If you're thinking about a pool, if you ever thought about a pool, what it takes, what it goes with it, right, Dan? It's a big decision. You need to be talking to the experts, right?
It is a big decision, and there's a lot that goes into it that people don't think about before they get a pool.
You better believe it. And it's not just the pool; it's all kind of things that go around it too, right?
There's a lot of things that go around it, and listen. You know, pools are great. Pools are a lot of fun. They're a party just waiting for you.
I keep trying to get you to put a pool in, but you keep resisting, Dan. You got the perfect property for it over there.
Well, I've got my sister's pool now, so we go over there.
All right. Well, listen, Ron, just to start off, why don't you give us a short bio on yourself and how you got into the pool business and the genesis of Artistic Pools?
Well, we've been doing this a long time. I'm actually a third generation pool builder.
No kidding. Wow.
My great uncle started Artistic Pools back in 1957, and my father started working for him a year before I was born in 1964, and I've kind of grown up doing it. When I graduated college back in the late 80s, started looking into the family business, and I've been doing this about 33, 34 years now.
And this all been in Georgia?
All in Georgia. We do build in Chattanooga as well. Mm-hmm. I incorporated Master Pools, Inc., which is a subsidiary of Artistic Pools here in Atlanta, in Chattanooga about, I guess, 2013 to serve that market. And that's been very successful for us as well.
Well, you know, getting a pool is a big decision. And should we ask ourselves why we really want a pool? You need to understand why you want a pool, right? Why don't you talk about this? The thinking that goes behind before you even start doing the project.
Well, the term they're using these days is staycation. Mm-hmm. You know, you can travel, you can go everywhere and see all these luxury pools, or you can just build one yourself in your own home. And you know, we find that people. Especially in these last few years of COVID, have decided, you know, we're not traveling. The kids are out of school. They're at home. We're homeschooling. We're working from home. Why not just build your own paradise in your own backyard?
Right.
And when you take that that mentality, you need to think about how you're going to incorporate that into your lifestyle and into the home. Because really the pools that we're building are not just little standalone bodies of water out back. They're actually tried blended into the home and into the topography so it looks like it was meant to be there. Mm-hmm. We don't want something that looks like an afterthought.
Right. You have to consider whether your property is even appropriate for a pool, right, and all that type of thing.
That's correct. And a lot of the pools that we do that have unique job sites where you've got slopes and whatnot are actually the most creative and turn out to be the most beautiful. But you do have to consider things like setbacks, especially in town. You're governed by the municipality. A lot of times on the amount of impervious surface that you can cover on your lot. That's anything where water can't penetrate. Driveways, walkways, the footprint of your house, mm-hmm. pools, pool decks fall into that category. And so we're mandated by an amount of space that we can work with. And that dictates a lot of times the size and shape of the project.
Yeah, when you're dealing with that, is that something that you deal with on the city, or is that something the homeowner would typically deal with?
No, we deal with it. We do have an in-house person that does the permitting for us. We also utilize permit expediters for certain municipalities. And in all honesty, it's getting more and more difficult to secure these permits, and you really need to think about who the pool builder is that you're hiring. You know, can they facilitate this? Can they get this permit and this project through? You also want to deal with somebody that looks at these issues on the forefront, because a lot of companies will come out and design this beautiful, spectacular project that can't be built. So if you research it on the front end, you know exactly what can be built. You design something appropriately, and you're not wasting anyone's time designing something that can't be built.
Well, that says it all, right? That makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I just wonder too. But nobody wants to get into something. I don't know how often that happens, but I mean, if you actually started that work without doing that, the homework and making sure you're permitted properly before, I can't imagine what would happen.
Yeah,
you already have your pool built by the time.
I mean, you can't have this idea that can't even be built. On your property.
Listen, what happens, I know this from all kinds of other building too, is, you know, when the people just do things without, and they don't do it the right way, when you get caught, you got a big problem on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a very expensive problem on your hands.
You'd be
surprised. I could imagine this pool would be a very expensive problem.
It could be a very expensive problem. And, you know, unfortunately, we get approached from time to time by folks that, you know, do we really need to get a permit? Do we need to?
Can
we not just build it and not
be that ignorant?
You wonder. It makes you wonder. It truly does. But it happens, and we just decide that perhaps these are not the clients that we want to work with. So
right.
Wow.
We got to keep it above board.
Yeah. You know, are you also, you know, we talk about the kind of the concrete around it, right? I mean, every pool's got some concrete. Is that something that you deal with?
Mm-hmm. We do. We do the pools. We do elevated spas, all of the deck work around the pool. If it has multiple levels, we'll come in with retaining walls. A lot of times the pools that have multiple levels are the ones that look the best. We can incorporate moving water effects.
Waterfalls, all that stuff?
Absolutely. Boulder waterfalls, sheer descents, which are just clean sheets of water that you know, come out of the top of the wall and spill into the pool. We're licensed general contractors, which is rare for pool builders.
You get the proper insurance and all that, right?
Absolutely.
Which
absolutely.
A lot of people try to skirt on. Right, Dan?
Yeah, well, I'm sure people are skirting out all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as expensive as everything is nowadays, right?
But because we're licensed general contractors, we can build pool houses, outdoor kitchens, outdoor fireplaces, and get those permitted and inspected without having to go out to an outside contractor. So we can technically do a one-stop shop. I guess the only thing that we don't do is the landscaping around the pool, and we don't do the fencing around the pool.
You just call Oasis in to do that, right?
That's exactly right. There you go.
Well, it's you know, that's part of this whole thing is the vision to have an expert put this thing together, because you guys know what it's going to look like before it's built, but you know, the regular homeowner has no idea. So you really need that design, and it is everything, right? It's the outdoor kitchen, or it's the concrete, or the decking, or everything else that goes along with it. It's not just sticking.
You're talking
a pool
about
in the ground.
Your own utopia.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not like some above the ground pool. You know, the old days, you just stick it up there. I mean, this is much different nowadays for sure.
That's right.
It's the way you want.
Outdoor living room is basically what you're building. It's a part of the house that just happens to be outdoors, and we find that. Especially at my house. I mean, we swim, but I spend more time around the pool, grilling around the pool, you know, building a fire in the fireplace, just enjoying the ambience around a pool as much as being in the pool. It's a reason to go outside.
These outdoor kitchens have become real popular to associate with a swimming pool and everything too, haven't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, that's what you need, buddy. You need just to go for it.
You got
to
grill that meat.
I would, it's been thought about, but I'll tell you what, I think sports is taking over I don't have that big of a yard, and I think we're going to have to move for a basketball court and a little bit more synthetic grass for the golfing green. I think that's the route we're going.
Well, okay. All right. What about the shape and the size of a pool? I mean, what do you see as the trends now? I know it used to be the old kidney shaped pools and just a square pool, or what seems to be the trend? What's popular now?
Well, you do have the your traditional rectangle. You've got your kidney-shaped pools, but we can get very creative. And a lot of times, the lot itself dictates design. Mm-hmm. When we sit down and talk with a homeowner, you know, we'll kind of find out what their likes and dislikes are.
Right.
Look through the portfolio to get an idea of what they like, and then marry their thoughts with ours to come up with something very unique.
Great, right. Well, you know what? Ron, we're up against a break here, but if you folks are just joining us, this is the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we have the pleasure of having with us Ron Coker of Artistic Pools, giving us a lot of good tips and advice. If you're thinking about a pool, if you ever thought about a pool, you need to stay right where you're at, because we're going to be back after this break, and Ron's got a lot more to say.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. And Dan, I just want to make sure we remind people about the app. Tell them about the app and why the app's important.
Well, listen, if you can't get the signal, you can hit the app and you can listen anywhere. You're riding to another city, you're just out of reach. You can always get on that app, and then, of course, we can, you know, you can always get on, too, and look at our old shows, or listen to our old shows, I should say.
And where can we find those, Dan?
Well, we can find them right here on the website, Jim.
On the Extra 106.3 FM website, and also we put them out on podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify. So, for instance, if you're listening to Ron Coker today from Artistic Pools, you say, gee, I wish my brother-in-law had heard this. All he does is talk about wanting a pool. All your brother-in-law has to do is go to the website or go out to Apple, Google, Spotify anytime. I mean, we keep it on there all year long. You can hear Ron from Artistic Pools all year long. You okay with that, Ron?
I would love it.
There you go. All right, great. Well, let's get back to the show. You know, if you've been thinking about a pool or have somebody in the family that's thinking about a pool, you need to get a hold of them, right? Give them, text them, tell them to tune in because this is important. Now, what about zoning? Is zoning a pain in the butt with all these different municipalities here in Metro Atlanta?
It is, and each one's different, so you sort of have to...
That sounds like fun, Ron.
Yeah. It, trying to discern each and every one is a chore in itself, and... Mm-hmm. You know, as I mentioned, we have an in-house person that does that for us and expediters that we can call on to help us with, you know, difficult permitting projects.
You know, I was touched on just briefly the last segment, but I just think one of the biggest things for people is, you know, they want a pool, but they don't really know what they want, or they might even think they know what they want, but they don't even know until... You guys come in there and design this pool for them. What, you know, if you're walking into somebody's house or you're going into the backyard, what are the things you're thinking about? What are the questions are you asking the customer to figure out what that perfect pool is for them?
Well, typically we'll, you know, get to a job site, we'll go into the backyard, and the first thing I do, and I learned this from my father, I look at that area in the backyard and put my first thoughts on paper. I'll just kind of doodle my first thoughts of what I think would look good there. This is prior to even talking with the homeowner and knowing what they're looking for. Then later when we sit down with the client and we go through our portfolio, we look at different pictures of pools that we've done. We ask them, you know, what is the primary purpose of this pool? Are you doing it for exercise? If so, then we'll try to give two opposing edges where someone can do laps and do a flip turn. We'll make sure that there aren't any skimmers or benches or things that are in the way of that swim lane. Is it just for recreation? A lot of times people will come in and do shallower pools where you can spend more time not bobbing in the deep end of the pool. We found that pretty much 80% of all activity takes place in the shallow end. And, you know, it's dad that gets stuck in the deep end, bobbing around, playing a game of volleyball, and he's about half drowned, and the kids are spiking on him. So in those cases, we might come in with what they call a sport pool, which goes from 3 to 3'6" on either end to a deeper part in the middle, and that might only be 4.5 to 5 feet deep. If someone does want to be able to dive in the pool, and we're not doing that many diving boards anymore for liability reasons, you don't see those as much. But when we do, we want to make sure that there's a diving envelope to code so that when someone dives in, it's safe and they don't have anything in the way inside that diving envelope. And then after talking with them and looking at the different features that they're wanting to put on the pool, we come up with a design. But the lot itself can dictate a lot of the size. You may want a huge pool in your backyard, and you just don't have the room to do it. Things that are trending now, especially in town, are what we call plunge pools, which are smaller pools. They can have some depth in them. But it's really just something to cool off, get wet, beat the heat. You can incorporate a moving water effect with it. But if you've got a very, very small lot, which, you know, the trend these days seems to be taking an older home, tearing it down, and putting in three huge McMansions on the lot, and it sort of leaves us very little room to work with.
Right, right.
But we can still incorporate beautiful designs into these plunge pools. You can go one step further and do what we call a spool, which is a standalone spa that might be a little larger than your average spa. It's similar to a plunge pool, but you can incorporate the benches and jets in it like a spa and kind of have the best of both worlds.
You know, I think about the safety too. I mean, you've got to be thinking about that, and that's part of maybe an age group that's using this too. I just think to my sister's pool. She's got a smaller pool. I mean, it's perfect. You talk about the plunge pool. I mean, it's probably that's what you would consider it to be. But then you get the you know, she's got a 24-year-old son that, you know, the kids come over and they're jumping in the pool and acting like fools and, you know, the stairs and just stuff like that. I'm always, you know, a little concerned that somebody's going to get hurt, you know, as that goes on. So, I mean, is that something that you're kind of talking to people about and just basically what age groups are using, you know, what type of pool and from a safety standpoint?
Absolutely. You have to take into consideration who's going to be using the pool and how, and educate people that, you know, if we do have this big 4-foot wall on the side of the pool, it might look good if we press that into the hill, but then you've created sort of a jumping hazard for that 13-year-old in about 4 years when they decide that they want to show off a little bit.
Yeah.
So definitely taking into account safety aspects is part of what we do when we talk.
That's even folks. What on the outside of the pool, right? So you're not gonna slip as easy and things of that nature, right? The different maybe wood that you're using or concrete, what you're doing with that. I mean, there's a lot that goes into those kind of decisions.
That's correct. A lot of our decks, you know, on a commercial pool, we're required to have a 0.6 abrasiveness to any kind of a surface. And that abrasiveness could be something as simple as adding what we call shark's grip to a sealer on a concrete deck. And it gives it that little bit of texture. It's kind of a sandy grit material that keeps you from slipping. And, you know, we'll incorporate that in a lot of our different decks. A lot of the travertines that you're seeing going in now, they sort of have a pitted look to them. And that helps with slippage and things like that as well.
Well, one of the things, Dan, that the more I hear about, there's so much more to this than what people realize, okay? So many moving parts to this. That the first thing I think everybody needs to talk about with Ron is budget, right, Ron?
Yes.
Because they have all these ideas, and then when they start talking about them, they have no idea probably. Well, this is not the budget I thought I could have for. I thought I could have put a pool in for $25,000. You know,
absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit about how realistic they need to be and what they need to do before they even talk about anything is put together a budget, right?
Absolutely.
And do you help them with that?
We do. We do. We try not to be shy in asking that, because it's a big part of us producing a design that meets everyone's criteria. You know, we do gunite. Gunite is your in-ground concrete permanent pool, as opposed to, say, a vinyl-lined pool or a fiberglass pool. Those might be a little less expensive than a gunite pool. But every commercial pool that you've ever been in has been a gunite pool, and that's for a reason. It's permanent. It's not going anywhere.
Less problems too, right? I would think less problems.
There is less problems, and there's more longevity to it. I mean, we've got pools that, you know, my great uncle built back in the late 50s, early 60s are still there. We're, you know, now doing renovation work and things like that on them. So it's meant to stay.
As part of this, you know, with this pool, what you're talking about, I mean, what kind of maintenance comes with these pools? I mean, you talked about, they're still around from the late 60s. I mean, what kind of things can you expect to go wrong, basically, with the pool? I know there's some, you know, if you got a heater or stuff, you know, you got something mechanical, obviously it can break down. But what about just the surface of that pool in general? I mean,
well, the older pools are going to be your white plaster Marsite pools, and you know, you'll probably get a good 10 years longevity out of those, and then you'll probably need to resurface that pool. So there's a cost in that. Of course, you've got maintenance with the equipment. We do have our own service company. We maintain pools that we built kind of in the metro Atlanta area. But we service all of our pools that we build. So we have a service department that does that. The newer pools that we're doing, it's a lot easier. You don't have the maintenance problems that you did back in the day. We're cleaning a pool. I remember growing up, our pool, I'd be tasked with Saturday morning vacuuming the pool. Well, now we have pools that are not self-maintaining, but the closest thing that we can get to self-maintaining, which is in-floor cleaning systems. And we do that on about 90% of our pools now. An in-floor cleaning system is a set of floor fittings that are in the bottom of the pool. They pop up when they're in use and pop down when they're not. And you'll have a six-port water valve that diverts water to a zone, kind of like a sprinkler system. And you'll have a zone, we'll say zone one, pop up, and it's about 4 to 5 heads. They pop up about an inch and a half and then pop down when they're not in use so that you don't stub your toe or anything like that on them. But what it does is when the first zone pops up, it shoots water across the bottom of the pool for about 4 feet for 30 to 40 seconds and then pops down. And then zone two comes up, does the same thing. 3, 4, 5, 6, zone in the spa, zone in the steps. When it gets back to that first zone, the heads pop up and rotate a notch. So if it starts at 1 o'clock, it'll rotate to 2 o'clock. The next time, 3 o'clock. Next time, 4 o'clock. So you're continually making a 360-degree sweep of its little zone, keeping debris suspended mm-hmm. for the skimmers to pull, driving heavy debris down to your trough drain that takes the heavy debris away. And it's the closest thing to self-cleaning that we have. And so you don't have to spend as much time maintaining the pool as you used to. Another big benefit of the in-floor system is that you've got 25 to 30 floor fittings in the bottom of the pool, bringing filtered water and chemicals into the body of the pool and heat from the heater into the bottom of the pool. So you're more thoroughly distributing chemicals and heat. So you don't have to spend as much money and time maintaining the water chemistry. If you wanted to heat the pool, you do it in about 1/5 of the time of a standard pool that has, say, 3 wall returns midway up on the wall of the pool. Just a far better circulation system.
So technology has impacted your industry like it's impacted every other part of our life, right, Dan?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I do remember the old days, the skimmers, measuring out what chemicals to put in the pool before, and that's part of this thing, right? I mean, if it becomes so difficult to maintain or where you almost don't want to go down and get that done to go use the pool, you're not going to use the pool like you typically would. And then it's more of a burden than the fun. So, I mean, that's amazing to hear how far it's come.
It really makes things a whole lot easier. And when you combine that with, say, salt water chlorination, you really minimize the amount of time you have to spend on your chemicals. And we're doing probably 90% of our pools are salt water pools now. And, there's a misnomer that if you have a salt water pool, you don't have a chlorinated pool. Well, that's not the case. A salt water pool is a chlorinated pool because what you're doing is you're generating chlorine from salt. Salt, NaCl, sodium chloride. Mm-hmm. What the system does is it separates the sodium molecule from the chloride molecule and then changes that chloride molecule into chlorine. So you're generating chlorine. It's a very natural way of doing it. You're not having to put in sticks of chlorine like you used to.
Yeah.
And
very ecological.
Is it better for your skin?
It is. It is. It's very, very soft water. It's softer on the skin. You don't have the harsh chemicals. A lot of times if someone has a chlorine allergy, a saltwater system is a softer way of doing that. It's not always going to be the case, but it is more therapeutic. And, some people take salt baths just for the health of their skin and, mm-hmm. and to relax. And this does that as well.
Do people need to take, I want to digress for a minute, getting back into the budget. After they have a pool, do they need to consider in that budget up front the electric, the water, the gas, the heat, all the monthly expenses? Do you talk about that to them so they have a realistic view of things?
We do. I mean, you're going to have additional cost in, your electrical for, each pump that you have. We try to design the circulation system so that the pumps run smoother. We're big proponents of making sure that you have a balanced hydraulic system by oversizing our suction fittings. Mm-hmm. You know, some people might put in an inch and a half, maybe a 2-inch suction on a pool. We typically use 2.5 to 3-inch suctions on a pool. That's going to make your pump run smoother, not tax it quite as well. And if you've ever gone into someone's backyard and all you can hear is that the pumps from the pool just screaming, it's because they're suffering. They're trying to pump water or bring water, you know, through the impeller.
That's just going to burn it out.
And
right?
It just burns up. It starts to cavitate and it just screams. And so your pump's going to die on you, and you'll be spending a lot of money replacing the motor on that pump. By doing a balanced circulation system, you're going to have a smoother pump. We take pride in our equipment sets. When you look at our equipment sets, they're sized accordingly so that you have the better circulation. All of our pipes come up. They're 90 degree to the ground, and you know, they come up parallel and perpendicular. Mm-hmm. They don't look like a jumble of like a spider web, and we take pride on that.
Wow. Well, what about, is it possible for a pool or the construction of a pool, the maintenance of a pool, to be a tax write-off? Is there any tax advantages at all with that, or that doesn't apply?
I don't know of any tax write-offs.
What if you're giving swimming lessons, Jim? Maybe
there you go.
Maybe that's how
right.
You get it done.
There's a potential
aquatics.
For that. Yeah.
Aquatics.
Teaching. What is that? The water aerobics or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, that's how you, Jim. You're always looking for some tax write-offs.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, so many guys are working out of a pickup truck, or their house. Should a consumer look for a showroom commercial building to ensure some roots in the community when picking a pool contractor?
Absolutely. I would think that, you need to look at how long the company's been in business. Yeah. Again, you know, we've been here for 66 years. And
is that all? My goodness. You guys are neophytes, aren't
just,
you?
Just newbies. We're newbies to the game.
You got any kids that you think will keep up the?
We do.
Is that right?
I've actually my daughter is currently working for the company. My future son-in-law is one of my salesmen. So there's possibilities of generation four.
Now you got any nephews or nieces that are involved in the business? Because I know you said your great uncle started it, years ago.
No, I think since when my father started working for him, it just sort of flowed to our side of the family. We do have a fourth generation and kind of in the wings, and I would be excited if they wanted to pursue that.
That's really nice.
Chlorine in their blood, Jim.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, one thing we haven't touched on too much, but I feel like this is a big part of pools, and they've come a long way too, is the lighting.
Yep.
Whether it's the exterior or that interior lighting. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We're not doing just standard incandescent lights anymore. We've got LED lights that we put in multiple places around the pool. Instead of one light in the deep end kind of shining and blinding you, we have multiple lights.
Colors, right? All kinds of different colors now?
Well,
some
they
of them
do.
You can turn different colors, right?
With our control system on your phone, you can pretty much pick the color you want. You can have them rotate colors. You have different programs that'll bring different colors off and on, fast, slow, that you can control. And
that's part of the ambiance of out there too, right? I mean, this is like a decoration to your backyard. I mean, it's not just jumping in the pool. I mean, it just makes your backyard look beautiful.
It does. It does. And, you combine that with exterior lighting, outdoor lighting, low voltage, that illuminates the trees. You can do wash lighting that sort of lights the canopy from below. You can do what they call moon lighting, and the moon lighting is up in the trees, and they kind of shine straight down like and cast a moon glow so that you don't have to turn on your exterior lights that are like your security lights.
Right.
It's a very, very soft ambient light. And that combined with the lights in the pools themselves just give off a beautiful, beautiful glow.
That's like the finishing touch, right? I mean, that everything you do there and everything you put together, that lighting's got to be kind of the cherry on top.
It is. It makes everything come together. You can highlight and spotlight the waterfalls, uplight them. If we have grottos, you might have a light in the grotto that sort of casts a glow up under. And in your moving water effects, if you have a sheer descent, they have LED sheer descents where the entire waterfall is illuminated so that it casts the glow as the water leaves on the top of the wall and comes into the pool.
Great. Wow. Well, you know, great information, right, Dan? But we're up against a break again. If you're just joining us, you've been listening to Ron Coker of Artistic Pools, giving us all kind of good tips and advice on what you should be thinking about if you've ever thought about a pool. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show. We're going to be back with Ron again for our last segment, so don't go away because something tells me he's got even more to talk about. We'll be right back.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. I want to remind you, not only can you download the app, not only can you check us our shows out on past shows on the station website and also on Apple, Google, and Spotify, but also if you're having a little problem getting the signal and you're outside the perimeter, we're also simulcast. And for those of you who may not be familiar with that term, that means not only are we on Extra 106.3 FM, but simultaneously we are on 1230 AM, which has a pretty strong signal outside the perimeter there, Dan. So anyway, Dan, you had a question during the break.
Yeah, I just, you know, you've gotten our listeners so excited to get a pool. You know, there's probably a bunch of people right now that are thinking, man, that would be a pretty good idea. This sounds pretty great. But it takes some time from the time you make that decision and you call people out or make the decision on who you're going to use. We've talked about permitting. You know, obviously we got to dig a big hole here. How long are people looking at from that time of maybe making that first phone call to the time where you're done and it's time to use your pool and have fun?
I tell you, a lot of that depends on the scope of the project. But lately, the last couple of years, it's taking a little bit longer to build than we used to. You know, used to you'd build a pool in 4 months and everything would be, you know, good to go. But with the sheer volume that we've had in the last few years and
And you're not the only one. I've heard this from other pool companies, too.
Yeah.
Pools have been hot for the last 3 years.
It's been surreal, this COVID bump that we've had. You know, everybody's sitting at home. The kids are at home. And, you know, mama says to dad, you know, let's talk about that pool again. And then all of a sudden, we've just got so many pools in backlog that it makes things challenging. But, you know, our average time to construct a pool right now is probably in the 7 to 8 month range.
And that's from, hey, you've kind of agreed on a contract and
that's from when we break ground.
Oh, okay.
So you have to factor in an additional time for permitting. And, you know, for example, it takes longer in certain municipalities in town. You're going to get sometimes where it might take 3, 4, 5 months to get a permit. When you kind of get out into the rural areas, you walk in, shake hands with the building inspector, and walk out with a permit. So you're able to just start that pool, you know, within a week. But it gets and is getting more and more difficult to get permits, especially in town. And so you really need to know what you're doing to not, you know, waste time. And when they come back with revisions, you need to jump on it quick, give them the information that they need so that you can obtain that permit.
Can you say bureaucracy, Dan?
Wow.
Can you say civil servants, Dan?
You said it.
You already have that problem, Jim, but imagine now how bad, I mean, which you probably don't have to. If anybody's dealt with anything lately, you know, or these last 3 years, it's worse. It is actually worse. It used to be bad, and now it's terrible.
Government wants to control everything.
Well, I think they got a problem with workers, too, just like everybody else.
They do. But when you hear things like it has to go from someone's desk to another desk, and that that person can't take once they sign off on it, they won't take it across the hall to the next desk, and you have to have your expediter go downtown to take it from Bill's desk over to Bob's desk, you start wondering about the bureaucracy.
You need a middleman.
Yeah, yeah. It gets to be a little much. But once we get going and we do get a permit, we're usually able to break ground within about 2 weeks. We should have a shell in the ground probably within about another 3 to 4 weeks. And then things start to slow down a little bit. And a lot of your more meticulous work, that's where things sort of back up a little bit. And, you know, some of our crews, we have a few different masonry crews. And you can't just get anybody to do the type of work that we do. We hold people to a high standard. And, you know, a lot of our masons, you know, where they used to have 3 and 4 crews, they're down to 1 and 2 crews. Mm. So things slow down a little bit. And, you know, we're not going to skimp just to try to get something
knocked out.
You know, we're going to take time so that you're proud of it just like we are.
Well, Ron, I have a question. Based on the geological composition of our state, okay, what if a price is agreed upon and a contract signed to do a pool, and then you guys hit rock? What happens then?
We kind of have to go on hold at that point.
I'm sure that's a fairly common thing, isn't it?
It can be, and you know, we see it more and more, especially when you get into the more mountainous areas up north. You know, we have to assume that we can dig a pool in compacted soil. If you wanted to get a geotechnical engineer to come out and do borings, that might give you an indication if you do have some rock or, say, buried trash or an underground water source. We would have to come up with a solution and rectify it if we did hit something like that. And that would be over and above mm-hmm. what the contract would be.
Okay.
You know, and the other thing is, I know you got to be bringing a bunch of equipment here. There's tight spaces. People have unique, you know, properties. How do you get around that? And what kind of equipment are you bringing in?
Well, typically we require about a 10-foot access from the street into the backyard. We try to avoid driveways if at all possible, but sometimes we can't. And we do have large pieces of equipment, track hose that we use to excavate the pool. If we have a very narrow area, a lot of the in-town sites like we talked about, we can actually come in and we'll factor this in when we meet with a client and talk to them about access. If we see that we've only got, you know, 7 or 8 feet, I may have to go and rent a machine, which we do. and our excavator will then guide that smaller machine in. We might have to come in with a smaller skid steer in order to take the dirt back out if we had to haul the dirt. And we try to look at that up front so that we all know what it's going to take to get into the backyard. But it can be messy, and sometimes it can be more difficult. We may have to take some trees or shrubs. We've had to actually take out air conditioning units and move them out of the way in order to get access. Now, that's extreme.
That's sure. But fences down, no problem. You know, that's probably just another day at the office.
They wanted their pool, and they decided to take the summer and go to Minnesota. And so we removed the AC units and got in.
Well, Ron, you've been fantastic. Ron Coker from Artistic Pools. We're at the end of our show. But, you know, Ron, would you consider coming back here again later in the year and sharing more information with us?
Would love it. Thank you.
Well, we love having you. And Dan, Dan Watkins of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, thank you for sponsoring the show, making the All Four Seasons Home Show responsible and possible. Ron, if people want to consider talking to you about the possibilities of a pool, how do they get in touch with Artistic Pools?
They can give us a call at 770-458-9177. We're in kind of the Chamblee-Dunwoody area. Or you can go to our website, artisticpools.com.
But you do business all over Georgia and Chattanooga. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Extra 106.3 FM, the All Four Seasons Home Show, giving you good advice and being good to the community. Have a great week.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.